Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This is a really cool baseball story from this L.A. Dodgers superfan. His name is Austin Donley, and I don't know what makes him a superfan because he bought a cardboard cutout, but hey, a lot of people on our show bought cardboard cutouts.
Hey, yeah, baby, right? Tatum is a huge baseball fan.
Yeah, she's it's a superfan.
It's her favorite sport sometimes.
Yeah. Well, this one, though, I mean, whether he's a super fan or not, I don't know, but he's a lucky cardboard cutout guy because there was a home run that was hit by catcher Will Smith of the Dodgers, and the home run hit Will's cutout right in the face and right basically in the neck area. And so Will sent him an autographed bat with a note on it that said, "Hey, man, sorry I hit you in the face."
Dude, it's awesome because once it hits the cutout, like the face kind of like bends in. And you just see like there, boom.
Man, yeah, now it's a good shot. It's a nice headshot right there.
Oh, that would have been awesome. There's a guy to the left of him, two seats over, that's wearing a Target as a shirt.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, that's really cool. So close, buddy.
Oh,
yeah. Here's Austin and Will talking about it.
Dodger career. Smith hits one hard to left center field. Yeah. But it's a leadoff home run for Will Smith.
Cardboard cutouts, and he almost took that guy's head off.
I had about 30, 40 text messages. My phone's just blowing up. And I watched a video, and there's myself getting hit in the head on TV, and the announcer was saying, "Holy, that guy just got his head taken off." And it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, he reached out to me, and, I'll hook him up with a ball or something, and probably apologize again for, hitting his head off.
It's a bat, which I never expected at all. Will Smith is sending me his baseball bat, so it's been a pretty crazy turn of events.
Dude, I'm looking at the bat, and the bat says on it, "Sorry I hit you in the face. Go Dodgers." Will Smith.
That's fantastic. I didn't even know that Will Smith played baseball. I mean, he's had a great movie career, but I didn't know.
Well, he's been entangled now with the Dodgers.
That's what it is, yeah. That's probably the best thing for you for 2020 if you're a baseball fan is to have that happen. I mean, you can't go to the games and it's an S show of a season.
Yeah.
But man, that's cool. You get an autographed bat and your head gets slammed and everyone saw it on TV. That's pretty cool.
Well, speaking of S show of a season, I mean, I watched the Mariners all weekend.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you actually did all weekend?
Well, I mean, I popped in from time to time. I got excited after Friday. I was like, damn, they won. Things are looking good.
They were close.
They're turning it around.
And
then they lost the last couple games. But I didn't watch mainly because of the Mariners. I watched because I was trying to spot little baby Tatum.
Yeah, right.
It's impossible.
It is.
There's no chance.
You'd think they would spend time at least at some point just going around the field showing all the cutouts.
I know. I tweeted at them. I asked them in Root Sports, "Please, can you just show more of the fan cutouts? I need to see my cat."
How'd that tweet go?
Well, I got a couple of likes, a couple of retweets, but no responses yet.
No response from them, though.
No.
Well, at least you got likes and retweets. I think that's what's important.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while they would do it. And it's just, it's hard. But the funny part is there's moments where the crowd is kind of blurry behind you, and you forget that it's cardboard cutouts because they have piped in crowd noise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, man, place is rocking. See, T-Mobile Park is doing pretty well. And then you realize, oh, no, those are just cardboard cutouts.
I don't know if all parks are doing it at all or if they're just deciding not to put them behind the plate. But I would like to see them behind the plate. Not all stadiums, since I've been watching some different games in different places, not all of them are putting them behind the plate, which I think would be the place to put it, because at least that's on TV the most.
Yeah, I mean, the Mariners are doing that.
That's because the Mariners know what's up.
That's right. They might not know about winning, but they know about cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, well, they're still not the worst team in baseball.
So, really?
No.
Wow.
No, but the Red Sox.
Congratulations.
The Red Sox are the worst team in baseball.
I figured when you said they're not the worst team in baseball, there's only one other team that would make you sad.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried watching them, including yesterday, and it was the national game of the week, and it was really, why did you show this on national TV?
I never thought I'd ever ask this question, but how is the cardboard cutout situation in Boston?
Well, this
2020 is weird, man.
This game was at Yankee Stadium, but in Boston, they are letting people, the cardboard cutouts are going on the Green Monster, which again, that's kind of cool if you can hit a home run there and, you know, in those monster seats. I think that's a fun idea, but I didn't notice any at Yankee Stadium at all, to be honest. I don't believe they had any behind the plate. And I don't know if there were any out in the field either. All I remember, it was just empty, and they didn't, even though ESPN's not putting the crowd in, you know, like digital crowds like Fox is doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what do they do with the cutouts? I mean, are they just...
I don't know if they have any.
Are they working around the cardboard cutouts? No, I mean, if ESPN does a game that's like in Seattle, are they going to add the fans around the cardboard cutouts? Or are they going to just...
Oh, that's a really good question.
Cutouts there.
You know what's funny? It's weird, Steve.
Wow.
Here's what I did watch one of the Fox games recently. It's an empty stadium. Mm-hmm. They don't really put them in all the stadium, at least one of the games I watched on Fox. But then when there's a home run, all of a sudden there are people in the outfield cheering. It was a Mets game that I watched.
That is strange.
It was really, really weird. They don't have it quite down because they'll have like some fans from the other team. So you'll see a lot of Mets fans, but then the other team, there's a couple of dudes wearing, and they're getting up cheering the home run. And I'm like, I don't think that, you know, the other team would be cheering this home run like this. But, you know, they got to work out
they're
those
flushing bucks. It out. Yeah.
But it is weird because there's nobody there, but you hear the crowd. Then you hear the home run ball. Then as the ball's traveling out in the field, all of a sudden there are people miraculously there going, whoa, it's a home run.
And do you think they're going to rotate the cardboard cutouts? Like, are they going to always have the same seats?
I hope that they do. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
probably
they
not.
Will, though.
I feel like at least every week they should move them around.
That's right.
A lot of extra work.
It's a lot of work.
Well, I mean, that guy, how do you get those Diamond Club seats for the entire season?
Exactly.
Well, unless you pay the money.
$30. We all paid it.
Oh, there's not a better price to get the Diamond
Club?
Some
of those are like executives and stuff like that. You see the two big pink ones that were right behind home plate?
Yeah,
that's for T-Mobile. Those are like T-Mobile executives or something.
I wouldn't be surprised. And there's also some of the players, they have their family in like the front row.
Oh, that's
stuff.
Even funnier.
Yeah, I saw it was a D. Gordon. He was taking pictures with like his family. And his family was just cardboard cutouts.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, see, you have no shot then, Steve. You only paid $30.
Yeah.
You're on right field somewhere.
Somewhere, just deep in there.
Yeah. Sorry, Tatum. I wish...
Daddy failed you.
I wish Daddy loved you better. Sorry.
Damn. He tried.
Yeah. Here's a question. Why does a man have a Johnson growing on his arm? Steve's going to tell you why. He's got the Migs report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW The Rock.
of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. It's a huge day today.
Oh, yeah?
Happy National Grab Some Nuts Day.
Yeah. Woo! Oh, nice.
That's right, yeah. Marshawn. Enjoy your day. Grab them nuts.
These nuts.
That's right, baby.
I mean, this is what today is.
Yeah, grab your nuts day. Oh, look at Marshawn, man. You know, he started a trend.
Yeah. It's also National White Wine Day.
Ew.
So I...
sorry.
Oh, you're a red wine guy or just not a wine guy in general?
I'm not a wine guy, but we do have reds at the house.
Me either, but... I mean, white wine seems more tolerable to me.
It's the sweeter wine.
It's fruit juice.
Well, I love that somebody put together the 10 biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to drinking wine. So I want to see if we're all guilty of these things.
Oh, okay.
I won't give them all, but just some of my favorites. All right, for instance, how do you hold the glass?
Are you supposed to hold it like in the palm of, like with the like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, for those playing at home.
Cup it. You cup the bottom.
Yes.
Cup the balls.
Happy National Grab Some Nuts Day. But hold it by the bulb and not by the stem. Hold it by the bulb.
Grab the bulb.
Yeah. I've done this before where I've damaged the cork when I'm trying to remove the cork from the wine.
Yeah.
And end up
taking
like a butter knife and just chopping it into the glass of wine.
That'll do it.
Floaties.
And then, I mean, then you get clashing. You just pour the wine through a strainer. That way, at least the cork doesn't get into the glass.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so stay classy, San Diego.
I'm a classy girl. Mispronouncing the name of wine, the wine that you're ordering.
Oh, Cabernet?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of the Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, yeah.
Personally.
I like the Shiraz.
Yeah. Putting ice cubes in wine.
What? Yeah, I've heard that's not a good thing. Unless, what is that? What do you call that? A Chablis? Chablis? Or a Chablis? There's some
Speaking
name for
of
that.
Mispronunciation.
El Cold Wino.
El Cold Wino.
Yes.
Okay.
Serving white wine with red meat.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
I mean, you're just uncultured, clearly. Listen to us. And then filling your wine glass to the very top. See, that usually means that you like the party.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
oh,
yeah. Sarah? Oh, that's right. Sarah's off today. Damn it.
Boy, it's nice of you to notice. Are you sure you haven't had some of that wine?
It's 6:23. I usually don't see her until about like 6:45.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
I usually look in the room for her big thumbs up or a big smile. And none of that's there. I see your son, though.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, good for you. Boy, it's amazing when you look around what you see.
That's right. Well, one guy, he likes to look around and he sees on his arm a giant dong.
What's happening?
This is happening in the UK. A guy by the name of Malcolm. He's 45 years old. He had a blood infection back in 2014 to the point where I didn't know this could happen, especially not on Grab Your Nuts Day. His junk fell off.
Oh!
Because of the blood infection.
No.
So he had two options. He could either just basically become a human Ken doll.
Okay.
Or they could build him a new unit, but they're going to have to graft it onto his arm until it could be transplanted back into his groinal area. So he went with that one because, I mean, that's a conversation at a bar I'd like to have.
Are you serious?
Yes. But here's the problem. He has not yet been able to have a follow-up surgery, so he has it still there on his arm because of health reasons. I'm glad it's not money reasons, because that's a GoFundMe I would donate to immediately. Yeah.
Right?
So he's been living with it hanging off of his forearm for 4 years now.
Off of his forearm?
Yes.
So it's not even, like, that's hard to hide. You can't wear short-sleeve shirts?
I hope it's soft to hide. here is Malcolm talking about it.
I actually asked my doctor if they could do anything, and they said, yeah, they could. And what I was going to do is basically what was left, just wrap it up like a sausage roll. So I said, well, forget about that procedure. Then I got another letter for you saying about another procedure, which was this one here.
All right. Was that Brad Pitt from Snatch?
Gosh, right?
Well, if you think you had a hard time understanding him in that clip, here's more from Malcolm.
I can't do nothing. I can't go down to the shops with a T-shirt on. I can't go swimming with the kids. I can't, you know.
Do you have a nickname for it?
Jimmy.
Okay, that part I got.
Jimmy.
I love that. I didn't understand anything else that the guy said, but now we know his dong on his forearm is named Jimmy.
That is English, by the way. He is speaking English. It's just, I don't know what the hell he said.
I feel like, though, if we spent more time with him, you'd start adjusting your ears to his accent. You know what I mean?
Probably. I would imagine, it'll take a while.
Yeah, it's also going to take a while for the Mariners to
Mariners!
A winning season. Man, they lost yesterday 3-2. They lost also on Saturday 3-2 in extra innings, and they had to do that new way of doing extra innings where they had a guy on second base.
Oh, right.
So that was kind of interesting to see, except they lost.
Yeah.
They play again against the A's. They lost all these games against the A's. They play again tonight at 6 p.m., so we'll see what happens with that. But at least everyone on the Mariners is still on the team, and that's not what the New York Mets can say. I don't know if you heard about this story with Yoenis Cespedes.
Yes.
He just did not show up to the game yesterday against the Braves, so all of a sudden people are freaking out. It's on social media. Nobody can find him. And at first they thought, well, something bad happened. Turns out nothing. They don't believe anything bad happened. He just decided that he didn't want to play on the team. So he just stopped coming.
It has been a real miserable... Wow. Dude, he signed a four-year big-money deal, and he's either been injured or a pain in the ass. It's the Mets, I feel so badly for them because he has just been a mess.
Wow. Yeah, well, maybe they think he's got kids to feed, I'm sure. It's, you know, not enough money.
Cespedes has never been my favorite player, I'll just say that.
I got to imagine he's not many of the New York Mets fans' favorite player either.
Yeah, he's a bit of a... I don't know. He's a bit of a head case, if you ask me.
Uh-huh. Well, at least it's not. I mean, at first I thought, oh, that's not a good sign. Someone just goes missing.
Yeah, and that's the problem with him. It's just he just does what he wants, not even having an idea that maybe you should communicate with somebody because people were genuinely worried. And he was just like, nah, you know.
I don't feel like playing.
Yeah. So, no, I cleared out my locker and people were like, we didn't know where you were. I mean, you didn't tell anybody. We thought something bad happened to you. There's a COVID thing going
on. Ghosted them. That's funny.
Yeah, he did. He just ghosted them. You're right.
It's like new phone. Who dis? It's the New York Mets. Where the hell are you?
And you get paid in baseball.
Yes.
I mean, those contracts are guaranteed unless they don't play the game at all, like COVID. But so they paid him for nothing.
I'm sure he's living check to check, man. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's been hard for you. Yeah, it's been hard for him.
As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 78 degrees and some sun later as well. Well, sun now as well.
My favorite my favorite part, I was watching the national game last night on ESPN, and of course A-Rod does the he's the analyst for those national games. And my favorite line was they were talking about the suspension to Dodger Joe Kelly, who threw at somebody's head.
Right.
They gave him an 8-game suspension.
That was the game against the Houston Astros.
Yes.
Yes.
And they thought that was, people were talking about suspension, that was too severe of a suspension. And A-Rod says, finally a subject I can talk about that I know a lot about. Suspensions.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
It was a really great, I was like, all right, A-Rod, I'm going to give you credit for that line. That was a good joke.
Yeah,
that was, I have to say, A-Rod is very, he really does a good job in the booth. I give him a lot of credit, and I don't know if he's got fake humility, but anytime anybody tries to give him credit for doing anything, he usually says, hey man, no, you know, and
it's a smart tactic, just be self-deprecating. I mean, you can't really beat up on someone who's already beating up on themselves worse than you can beat up on them.
And dude, when he says things, he actually predicts what's going to happen. Him and John Smoltz do such a great job of saying, here's what's going to come next. And, you know, he's able to tell you what it's like to be the batter up there. And he goes, okay, I saw this happen, here's what I know. I'm not going to even look for the guy's curveball. They're going to throw me a fastball right here, or they're going to try to throw it outside. And the son of a guy, every time he said that, that was the exact pitch that was thrown, even before the catcher flashed signs or anything. I'm like, all right, A-Rod, I mean, I guess there is something to this game besides just getting a needle in your ass. I mean, you know,
this is why I stopped playing baseball.
Yeah,
in Little League.
Was it the needle in your ass or the?
No, I had no problem with that. My issue was that it had to do more than just that.
Yeah,
it's like, this is ridiculous. I'm out.
Yeah, that's
sick of this game.
Sorry, buddy. Wow. I mean, I know you had great talents. You really, you know, something should have happened for you.
Has A-Rod ever? I don't watch a ton of the national game. I'm guessing the Mariners aren't on there a lot, but has he?
They will be soon. I saw that they're coming up. They're having, they said, here's what's going on in the upcoming schedule for the national ESPN or whatever. And then I saw the Mariners, or I think they're probably taking on a good team. That's why.
Yeah, it's not because of the Mariners. Because I'd like to hear him do, you know, his analysis while the Mariners are playing, if he makes any jokes about leaving the team. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, that would be fun.
It'd be kind of interesting to hear his perspective on being a Seattle Mariner once and then just completely angering the entire city when he decided to leave.
I feel like he's been very gracious about everything.
Well, I don't think he's going to crap on the Mariners. Yeah. I think the Mariners have enough problems. They don't need him crapping on them.
I would expect, you know, with the way he was, I would expect him to sort of have some attitude in the booth, you know, be a little arrogant. And it's not, he doesn't do that.
Well, think about it. He's rich as all hell.
Well, there is that.
He's very successful. He goes home to Jennifer Lopez. What does he have to have? Like, at what point is he going to be, are we going to be okay with him being miserable?
Yeah, he's,
it's not happening, man.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
He buys her cars that she can't even drive.
Right.
For birthday present, you know, like mega, you know, price cars.
A-Rod's living the best life.
He is living a damn good life. You know what's interesting, too, watching these baseball broadcasts, is that the announcers are not on the, they're not in the parks.
Oh, what are they doing it from
really?
Their house?
They're doing it from studios. So
are they together? Or are they doing
well?
It
they're
their
way
own?
Apart from each other in the studio. Like oh, they are funny. Super socially distant, and they are what they have.
Why can't they be in the stadium?
That's a really good question. I don't know.
There's a lot of empty room right now.
They had one guy there, like you know, they had the field reporter yep. for games. So that person isn't even on the field. They had him sitting way up in center field by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting as he's there. And then the two of them are back in the studios. There was a home run yesterday, and they didn't know it was a home run. The announcer goes, I can't really tell. I'm looking on the TV screen like you folks. I hope it's a home run.
And wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, so I thought, wow, that's another weird way they have to call the game back from the ESPN studios, wherever the heck they might be. But they were not in New York at the park.
Because they do that in wrestling with the WWE on their NXT program on Wednesday nights. I wasn't paying attention, and I just assumed the three color, you know, the announcers and the color commentators are all in the room with the wrestling. And one of the guys is Todd Phillips, but then Mauro Ranallo, who does the main play-by-play, he's doing it from his home, and Beth Phoenix is doing it from her home. But they sound like they're all in the same room until they cut to the announcer's booth, and it's just the one guy. And I'm like, where's Mauro and Beth? And then I realize as they're doing some quick research, they're just doing it from their place.
Isn't that nuts?
And it sounds great.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you really wouldn't know until they, like you said, until they show it on TV.
Well, I know with the MLS, they did it from, the announcers weren't there because they didn't want, they were trying to get less people in the bubble, but they couldn't leave. So that's interesting that they're doing it for baseball because there's not a bubble.
Yeah, you could travel.
Yeah, you're right, Danny. Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. It's really crazy.
It'd be great if they're broadcasting from their house and, like, there are significant others and, like, in the toilet flushes and you hear that in the background. Like, babe, keep it down. I'm trying to do a baseball game here.
So there's another thing out there that may be interesting. Malik Smith, as you know, he had a couple of flubs early in the season, and I thought maybe it's because of peripheral vision because I don't know if he's still wearing a mask for the Mariners. I haven't seen him lately.
There's a handful of Mariner players that are wearing. I think D. Gordon and a few others are wearing like either the mask or like that kind of like that long turtleneck that goes over your. I can't remember what that's called.
Yeah, I have one. It's like a sock. It's like a tube sock for your face. I've said that, you know, wearing those things, I've fallen up the stairs a couple of times with those things, and literally, like fallen up the stairs because the peripheral. You're not used to the fact that your eyes have peripheral vision and that you don't have to actually look down at a stair you're stepping on. You already see it. But when you put those masks on, you're now blind to what you peripherally could see before. There's another new thing that they brought up at the game. There are no fans in the outfield. And if you all remember playing baseball way back in the day and they would stick you in the outfield like in Little League or whatever, and they called it the kid picking daisies because you get distracted. Last night, they feel like that happened because a couple of the outfielders might have been sleeping a little bit because there was a ball that should have been caught, but they both were like, hey, they got late starts and late jumps.
Because there's no fans?
They theorize that the fans give energy and there's nobody out there but them now. Like, and so it's like the old days where like the infielders and the pitcher and all those guys are around each other, so they can feed off each other, they can hear each other. But if you're way out in right field, there's no sound because there are no fans at least chirping at you and whatever.
And you just get like a pop of the crowd. Like as soon as you hit a ball, it could be like a pop fly that's not even going to make it out of the infield. But I don't know about you guys. When I go to a game, I just erupt because I think it's a home run.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I quickly realize it's not. I can imagine like a crowd's roar, however many people are in the crowd, does wake you up a little bit.
Yeah, if we ever get a chance to talk to anybody that actually had to play outfield, I'd like to, because they were theorizing this, but they didn't really know if that's a thing or not, because even A-Rod was like, well, I've never played like this. I have never, you know, even like the smallest park I played at, there were people at the park. So it's interesting to see if people kind of just lose their energy and kind of get bored out there, and therefore they're not as on their toes as they could be.
So you need like a ball boy, just go, wake up!
Yeah, exactly.
The ball's hit.
I agree. Yeah. On Friday, Steve did get this one wrong.
What is the name of the place where Winnie the Pooh and his animal friends live?
Is that Pooh Town?
Pooh Town!
No. Pooh-town.
Poohville?
No.
That's where I live.
Pooper Scoopers?
No. Do you remember? You don't remember, do you?
The Enchanted Honey Hole?
The Enchanted Honey Hole.
It is now.
Boy, that is where a lot of us would like to live, but no.
It's the sandwiches there.
Yeah, the 100-acre wood is where he lives. Yeah.
But I do like being shaded honey hole. I think we should all go. Especially when it's grab your nuts day, right?
Yeah.
You want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.